What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Just Danny Myers today. Welcome to Behind the Curtain. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Alon and I are doing these shows separate, the Behind the Curtain. I'm going to focus a little bit more on the feature performers, the contestants, the things that are going on. He is going to be focusing a little more on the management side of the club and the music side of the club. He's got some interviews lined up with some phenomenal remixers and stuff. So keep checking this show out. Today, I want to talk about the EDIs. That's the Exotic Dancer Invitationals. It is the best of the best showgirls going at it on stage in two different locations. And I've been bringing on some of the contestants on this show. So today, I'm going to bring on two contestants at one time because they perform together as a duo, the Fire and Ice duo of Janine Jericho and Hala Faye. How are you girls?
Hi, great.
Fabulous.
Okay, so my first question, and I know you get this, who is Fire and who is Ice, and how did you determine that?
Well, I would be the Ice portion.
That's Janine.
And Hala would be the fire. I've got a little fire in me, but
yeah.
Fire in us.
I didn't know if you guys had to arm wrestle for the fire title or not.
No, we just flipped for it. Literally.
Yeah, Hala flips.
Hala won,
we got that.
As you know.
Yeah, she can flip. Okay, so here's what we're talking about. We got two different EDI performances. We have the West and the East. The West is going to be at the Bucks Clubs in Dallas, Texas, April 19th, 20th, 21st. The East will be at the Pony Clubs, May 24th, 5th, and 6th in Huntsville, Alabama. And you guys are performing at both. So let's clarify this. You are, at the West, you're going to be performing as the Fire and Ice duo. Is that correct?
Yes, that is right.
Mm-hmm. And then at East, you'll be performing separately. So I want to start with Janine, because Janine, you and I go back a few years. You were, I think we talked about this on Facebook the other day. You were my first feature interview that I ever had when I started doing podcasts. That was at one of the expos at Mandalay Bay. Yes. Do you remember that?
I do remember, because that was my very first expo and you were my very first US interview ever. So that was me when I first came down, and my whole entrance into the US feature world.
Mm-hmm. Because you're originally from Canada, we should point that out.
That is right.
Yeah, I remember that well, because they said, okay, you're going to set up equipment over here and you're going to record people and do interviews. And I sat there and nobody's walking by. And it's like, you know, what's going on? And then you and I were at the booth next to each other. But the way the booths were positioned, our backs were to each other. So we didn't really see each other. And all of a sudden I turned around and I said, wow, who's this hot girl? And you know, I introduced myself to you and I said, can I interview you? You said yes. And the rest is history. So, it was a good time to meet you.
Yeah, that was awesome. And as I said, it was my first embarkment into the U.S. and the U.S. market. And that expo was phenomenal for me. And actually, Justice was the one who brought me down.
Justice also from Canada. And still
yes,
there. You are in Florida now, correct?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm in Florida. So 4 years ago when I got my first work visa, I'm like, I'm going somewhere where it's sunny and hot all the time.
Yeah.
Just Florida, avoid, it is.
Just avoid the rain. Okay.
Exactly.
And then we have Hala Faye. Hala, you popped on the scene. I started seeing you maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Would that be about correct? Or have you been doing featuring longer?
So I've been trying to feature for about the last 4 years. I did Stripper Olympics in 2019, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was, and I'd never done a contest before, and I kind of was just like, my manager at the time at Deja Vu, he was pushing me to do it. He's like, you should do this. I'm like, okay. I'm like, why not? So but that was kind of what opened the door for me, because like I saw all these like amazing like different types of features with costumes, and I made my costume in like a day, because I didn't even know I had to have a costume. Like, oh, I have to have a costume. So, but that's kind of what opened the door for me. So I've been trying to get into it for the past like 4 years, but like it's really, this past year and a half has really just been amazing, really getting the ball rolling. I've really been trying to get my face out there, and you know, it's been amazing because like we've had the duo and it's, you know, so much fun. Like I get to do the duo show and then I get to be solo as well. So it's really just like something new all the time. So it's super fun.
And the two of you are quite,
how I feel too.
The two of you are quite different together and separate. But Hayla, how did you get connected with Janine? Did you reach out to her and say, hey, I want to do this duo thing? Or, I mean, how did that work out for you?
So I saw her make a post on Facebook about her looking for a new partner. And I was like, you know, I've really been in, she was one of the first people that inspired me to get into featuring because I saw her at Night Moves in 2019 after the contest that I did. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's Bumblebee. I want to do this somehow. Like, you know, and I sent her a message on Facebook being like, hey, you know, I'd really be honored to be your partner because I think we'd be amazing together. And I actually almost didn't send the message because I was so nervous because, you know, when you're sending messages to like people who really inspire you, it's just like, oh, I hope they say yes.
Should I word it differently? Let me make sure I did this right. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, oh, did that sound good? Was it too much? Was it not enough? And so I waited a few hours and then she got back with me and I was like, yes, like this is going to be awesome. Yeah. I was like nervous and excited all at the same time because like I'm like, okay, I really hope that this works because I want it to work so bad. And then we started like practicing together and it was just like instant, we meshed and like everything worked out. So, and now we're this awesome unit today.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
Well, Janine, I want to go to your side of it. When she reached out to you, what was going through your mind? Had you seen her perform before?
Yeah, she was actually on my short list. So I I decided I had a previous duo, then I took a break. I didn't think I was going to move forward with it, but I had club owners that continued to reach out to me that wanted the duo act. So I'm like, okay, this is a good thing for the industry. People are wanting this. So maybe I'll make an effort and try to create something new, but learning from my previous experience, I have a checklist for everything that I want and things that I don't want. And when I wrote the Facebook post, I did have some really awesome features reach out to me. And there were two that were on my short list that I was really hoping to hear from. Everybody was awesome, but I just thought when I was looking at their skill set, who I would be able to work with the best. And Hayla actually has been on my radar since the Night Moves because I'm like, who is this girl backflipping across the stage? Mm-hmm. And nobody knows who she is. Like, look at this talent. And then she also has like a really good like sexual essence personality on stage as well, which, you know, that's also not easy to have both combinations together. But at the same time, I didn't want to reach out to ladies. I wanted them to be hungry enough to want to make the effort to put into this because we have to practice, we have to coordinate, and it's a bit of an investment when creating new shows. Mm-hmm. But she reached out to me, like she said, she sent me a message and her message was awesome. I'm like, I love this girl already. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so let's just see if we can physically mesh when we get together to see if, you know, our energy will complement each other. And then even the skill set, like I know she's a gymnast, but that's very much a solo thing. So can we work together? And she learned all of my acrobatic routines that I had with my previous partner in one session. And I'm like, oh, we've got something awesome here. Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw one of your first performances together as a duo. It might have been the first public performance. I'm not sure. But at EDI last year, the two of you were in Huntsville. So this year you're going to be doing the duo at the other one, but I saw your duo and I can remember after that night, I can't remember who I was texting. Somebody texted me and he said, and they said, you know, something about, you know, who blew you away? Who was the, you know, and I said, if I was a judge, it would be Fire and Ice, you know, right there. And I mean, I thought, you know, your coordination together, your choreography together was very good. Your props, I loved them. You know, and there's one thing I've always known about Janine, and that is, you know, props, costumes, and professionalism. When I think of Janine, that's what I think of right there. You know, and a lot to be said for the professionalism too, because when you show up, you know, you bring it. You know, your appearance is always perfect. I've never seen you sloppy drunk. I don't even think you drink, do you?
I don't. Not really. There's been one instance, you know, and that was, you know, Jaeger bombs. So we all know who might have been behind that one.
Pony bombs.
One time out of all the times that I've been here.
Yeah, but you always carry yourself well. And then, you know, with Hala being a gymnast, as you say, very good. And that's together as the Fire and Ice. And then separately, you know, I've seen both of you perform. Hala, I saw you separately at the last Stripper Olympics. I got to see you down there. And I, you know, and what's interesting is, Hala, you're very good, and both of you, but I'm going to talk to Hala here real quick. Both of you are really good together, and you're really good separate, and you're really different separate. Mm-hmm. So is mm-hmm. that a conscious effort, or is, I'll go to Hala first on that one. Is that a conscious effort to be different?
So at first it was, because the gymnast in me, you know, I do perform very strongly solo. But it's totally a different show when we're together. Like, I had to learn how to, you know, be conscious of another person being with me on stage. I'm like, okay, we have to make this flow correctly so that I'm not like all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I'm also not like, you know, we're not like apart for too long. And it has to be like synchronized moments, or we're like, we give each other cues to where like, you know, you look, have to look for those cues, whereas where you're by yourself, you're kind of just like, mm-hmm. do it. But it's like, it's made me so much better as a performer, because I've learned to like read my own cues and like hear my own music. And like at the start, you know, it's like, it just, having the duo made me such a better performer solely as well. It just like upped my game, because like I've learned so much about how to make it different but still like amazing, if that makes sense.
Yes. So and Janine, you've been doing this for longer than Hala. Have you learned anything from Hala? Have you learned anything from the young chick?
I learn a lot from her almost every time we see each other. She's bringing a whole bunch of fresh ideas to the table, and especially when it comes to the choreography and acrobatic stuff. Like, I don't mind doing that stuff. That stuff is fun, but it is amazing to work with somebody at her skill set who can teach me new things. So that also, for my own solo shows, has amplified it, because I'm now doing things that I usually wouldn't do solo-wise. So yeah, like that's another thing that's really, I love about our connection, is it's reciprocated constantly, and her ideas are so good. So I'm like, this is awesome. 'Cause before, I was doing all of the work all of the time with my previous act. So to have somebody who brings such a wealth of information and skill to the table has just enhanced the whole act, you know, altogether.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm going to wrap this up by reminding you, the West is going to be at the Bucks in Dallas, April 19th, 20th, 21st. East will be at the Pony Clubs, May 24th, 25th, 26th. The EDI website, if you want to check out who's performing where, it is theedis.com. So I'll spell that out for you, theedis.com. So I want you guys to go check that out. You let me plug your social medias real quick. Hala, I'll start with you.
So my social media is on almost everything. Instagram is Hala Flips for Tips.
Hala Flips for Tips.
And then Facebook is just, yep. And then my Facebook is just Hala Faye.
Okay. And Janine?
Mine's the same. Janine Jericho is my Instagram, Twitter, OnlyFans, Facebook. I have Janine Jericho Feature Entertainers, my page. Green Jericho is my profile. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty much about it.
Well,
Fire and Ice is on Instagram as well.
What's that?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, Fire and Ice on Instagram as well.
Okay. I cut you off there accidentally. Didn't mean to do that. Well, this has been a fun interview, and I want to let all the listeners out there know, make sure you check these out. If you're an owner or a manager, this is just an incredible thing to go to one of these EDIs because you get to see a lot of features back-to-back. If you're thinking about booking somebody or booking one in particular, or you just want to get into booking features and you're not sure who to book, I mean, they're all coming to you with this thing right here. So check those out. I should be very, very clear. I do not work for the EDIs. I don't work for Exotic Dancer. I'm just a fan of the EDIs and a fan of feature performances. So that's why I do this. All of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and this one, Behind the Curtain, can be found at whatshotitsc.com. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.